Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out again for one more episode again, the last episode of the year, 2015. This has actually been our first full entire year of doing this podcast. And you know, I'm so grateful for those of you that have really been with us this whole year. You've been listening. I love watching the numbers increase and grow and more followers, more people being impacted by this. And I love hearing your stories of those of you that have been impacted by what we teach here. You know, you've been a blessing to me in Money Ripples this year, and I appreciate it so much. I'm really looking forward to this year in 2016 as well, which is what I want to talk about. You know, I know a lot of you have been seeing this in social media. Like a lot of my friends, especially those that are business owners, are talking about their word for the year of 2016 or for their, you know, really of what they're trying to achieve, like their goals and things like that. And I love it. I love that people are already talking about goals and we're not even into January yet. That's exactly what it should be like. But I will tell you that there is something drastically missing, that if you don't do this, that your goals in 2016 will become pointless and possibly not even come to fruition. And I would even add this too, is that if you're looking really for something better in 2016, it cannot be empty and it cannot be like what everybody else is doing right now. In fact, it's got to be completely different. There's got to be a different focus. And it's something different because obviously you got to be a different person if you want to achieve something different this year. And so I want to talk about the one thing that you really need in 2016. In fact, this might be the most important podcast that you listen to. I can't say forever, but definitely for a long time. It's very possible this is the podcast that you need. And I want to talk to you just like I would talk to you if we were face to face. I want to talk to you because I want to really speak from my heart here about the importance of this. Because, you know, if I go back, I'll tell you, you know, I remember back in 2007. You know, this is the time when I was, you know, kind of at the height of my pride cycle, but I was quickly going to start deflating because with the pride came the fall. And I was at a place where I was confident that whatever I touched, you know, turned to gold. I had this Midas touch. And then all of a sudden at the end of 2007, that's when all of a sudden I started to realize, wait a minute, I'm in financial trouble here. Like I knew things were going to get a little bit tight, but then I realized, oh my goodness, I might be in a very bad place financially. And it didn't take long. I mean, you guys have heard me be in the hole about $15,000, $16,000 a month. I found that out the previous, you know, the end of the previous spring, summertime, really. And so I found that out, but I thought, well, I could still work my way out of it. But then when you lose all your credit, you've lost all the ability to do much. And really, there wasn't a whole ton of things to sell anymore. I would found myself in a place where I was stuck financially. I couldn't keep making my mortgage payments. And I was struggling. And I was supposed to be the guy that had this all figured out. I was the one that was supposed to be the one that's having all these financial answers for people. And many of the people I was working with were also struggling because of the Great Recession. And so 2008 rolled around, and I remember a mentor, a friend of mine, Garrett White, came into my life. And I remember we started talking a lot about soul purpose, you know, S-O-U-L purpose and things like that. And this was a very timely thing for me when we started talking about this, because this is something that really came out. This is something that allowed me to look at who I was, because I'll tell you, I hid behind my money. I hid behind my stuff. I would use that and put that in front of people's eyes to say, hey, look at the value I have. Look at the money I have. Look at the things that I have. See, I'm valuable. But in reality, in my heart of hearts, I was thinking, am I enough? Yeah, am I really that valuable? And I remember like about 2008 and even going into 2009, I started to realize that I was exposed. When there was not many things that I had around me anymore, now I was left to my own device. Now I was left to figure out who I truly was. And I'm going to tell you the most important thing. It's not about goals, because goals mean very little in your life without clarity. Because the clarity's got to come from you. If you've got financial goals, I got to tell you that money without a mission is merely materialism. Money without a mission is merely materialism. If you don't have this why, this purpose, these goals behind what you're doing, it doesn't mean anything. And I'm especially speaking to you. If you're really feeling like right now, like, do you feel like you're ready to do something bigger this year with your business, with your life in general? Are you looking to do something bigger? You're looking to do something new. You feel like something needs to change. Maybe you need a change. You know, do you feel like something's missing that hasn't allowed you to achieve your goals up to this point? Do you feel like you have to find that one thing? If I could tell you, if there's any one thing that you need right now, is you got to know, one is who you are. What do you stand for? And really, what are you about? Like, what is your purpose? What is your mission? And who are you? And how can you best show up and serve and create value in people's lives? And if you want truly, you really want bigger financial goals, this has to be clear. You've got to know who you are, what you stand for, and how you show up to create and serve people. If you don't know how to do this, it won't matter. You'll find that money will be harder. You'll find it'll be very mysterious. And you'll find that really you're working, you're going through the motions. And maybe you've already felt like this. Maybe you felt like, even if you're making decent money, you're like, yeah, but it feels a little empty. It feels like there should be something more. You feel like there's this next level you need to be achieving. And I'm telling you, there is that next level. That next level for most people, it's not about new strategies, new marketing techniques. I mean, these things are all great, you know, and you can even write your goals out and you do all that. And that's necessary too. But I'm telling you that if you do all these things, one thing is still missing that almost everybody misses. They don't know who they are. If you don't know who you are, how do you know how you can best serve people? How can you best show up in a way? Because dollars follow value. So how do you create the most value? You got to know who you are at the core. You got to know what gifts and talents you have, what experiences that people want from you, that they need from you, that you're ultimately you're able to give them something that they say, I need you in my life. If you're looking for a way to be able to show up in people's lives where they say, I need you in my life, what do I need to do to have you there? How can I have more of you in my life? You know, and many times they'll exchange money for that. This is what a business should be built around. It should not be built around just what the market says. This should be built around who you are, what you're passionate about, what you stand for, and really how you best show up in a way that people say, I want that. This is what your goal should be focused on. This is what 2016 should be about. If you're looking for that one thing, it's got to be around you. Who are you? And I'll tell you, there's some successful people that have no clue who they are. Heck, there's times I start to wonder, even after I've done a lot of this discovery over the last almost decade now, I've started to really understand who I am. There's times I'm thinking, wow, there's a whole nother level I don't think I understand of who I am. There's a whole nother more authentic Chris, a more powerful Chris that needs to come out still. You guys are experiencing him right now, right? You're starting to see him right now. Because I'll tell you, like when I started to understand, like in 2008, I started to get a little bit of clarity around that is. I realized that I was a leader, that I'm a teacher, that I can explain things simply. I can connect the dots in ways that people just don't see. I can see solutions that people don't see. And I realized that it was more than just being a guy that talks about money. Oh my goodness, my whole purpose of what I do every day is so much more than that. Because I know that I'm here to be a leader and a teacher through powerful conversations and faithfulness, showing and establishing how to establish higher standards of service, perseverance, and stewardship to create happy, fruitful lives. That's what I stand for in my life. That's what I'm here to do. I'm held to raise the bar, to bring people up with me as I raise myself up as well. And yeah, we all screw up. We all fall. We all have different issues in our lives. But the fact is we pick ourselves back up. That's where that perseverance comes in. We keep working at it. We increase our stewardship. We try to become better stewards, better servants, better value creators, better creators in general versus just being consumers. Showing up in those people's lives to be able to make the massive, biggest impact you possibly can. And each of you have what I refer to as a unique fingerprint. You have this divine genius within you that when you use this in the service of others, when you use this to add value in people's lives, people's lives are touched, and you leave an imprint on this planet that no one else can. No one has the same unique abilities, strengths, passions, values, experiences, and everything else that makes up who you are divinely and within. And even from whether you're looking from a financial place or even from a place how you show up in your family's life and people in your own personal life, you can show up and serve people in a way that no one else on this planet can or will. And every day that you're not clear on this, every day that you don't actually act upon this, every day you're not clear on who you are and what you stand for and how you show up to solve problems and create value and serve people, every day you don't understand that, you are hurting people because people are missing out. They don't even know what they're missing out on. They're missing out on what you have to offer. This is so important. You got to know this at the core. If you don't know this, nothing will matter. You'll find out your life doesn't have as much purpose or meaning. Your business will not have as much purpose or meaning. And guess what? How do you think people respond when you show up with more passion and purpose in your business? When you show up with more of who you are, when you can show it, serve at higher levels, where you can even create better value. You can show up in a way that's so unique. You have such a great niche that no one else will compete with you because they can't. Because they can't be you. You are the best you. How can you show up and make that show up in your business in a way that people say, I need you. I want you. And I guarantee money will not be a situation or a problem when people need that. Your biggest problem will be, how do you manage that stewardship? And trust me, I've got solutions for that too. But that's the thing, is that that is the problem to have. If you want to show up and make more money, have more passion, have more purpose, and love it and enjoy it and be able to reinfuse and reignite that fire within you, you've got to know what your divine genius is. You've got to know how you can best serve people through that divine genius. You know, it's interesting. You got to have a powerful why. You've heard this before, right? You got to have this why. You got to understand your purpose, what you do. You know, every day when I go and exercise, like, I have a purpose that's much deeper than just, you know, losing weight. Like people will say, people have these 2016 goals. Like, I want to get in better shape, or I want to, you know, detox my body, and I want to, you know, be healthier, eat better, and this kind of stuff. You know, that's dandy and fine, but I'll tell you, that's not enough. If that is your goal, you probably won't get it. You've got to have a powerful why behind it. For example, for my own personal physical health, the reason that I've started to really focus on it a lot more is that if I'm not at tip-top shape physically, I am taking value from this world. There are people that I won't show up and serve because I'm too tired. I'm too exhausted. I'm not at the right level. I don't have the right energy levels to keep going and keep serving and keep doing what I do best. You know, I actually believe that even with my kids, like, it's actually in my daily vision that I listen to every single day. You know, I want to keep up with my kids. I want to have the energy that matches theirs and maybe even tires them out. I want to have the energy so that they know they have somebody to play with. Because when I grew up, my dad didn't have the energy to play with me. He was a little bit older. He was 33 years older than I was, but he was always too tired by the time I got to be a teenager and wanted to do physically active things. I didn't have my dad show up that way. I missed out. And I don't want my kids to miss out, and I don't want my clients to miss out, and I don't want you to miss out by getting a subpar version of me. That is why I exercise. That's why I do what I do every single day. That is the purpose behind it. Do you think I'll achieve physical activities better because I have that purpose versus just saying, yeah, I'd like to get my target weight. Yeah, I'd like to be able to go to the beach. You know, no. I mean, those are okay, but they're not enough. You have to have something deep at your core that fires you up, that inspires you, and gets you to achieve things that nobody else has. And that is what I'm asking you to do in your business too. Your business needs this. I know many of you are my friends, people I've talked to, that you've lost that vision for why you're in business in the first place. It's not just to make money. You can make money doing a number of things. And trust me, being a business owner and entrepreneur it almost seems like insanity unless you have a real reason behind why you're doing it. You've got to have something bigger. And so, yeah, you got to have purpose. And then secondly, you got to understand who you are. You got to understand what resources you have to offer. And each of you have them. Each of you have this unique divine genius. If you put this into action, financial problems, one, will become different because you'll have more of it. You'll have more money. Making money will not be the issue. the making money will become the easy part of this because you show up as your divine genius, who you are, you stand in that power, and you show up powerfully. This is how I got to be where I am today. This is how I became a cash flow expert because I started to realize that people were asking for something, and I had unique experiences in my life, just like I just shared to you at the beginning of this podcast, that allowed me to, one, have a lot of empathy and compassion that you don't hear from people in the financial industry. Usually it's from judgment, not empathy. Secondly, I have the solutions because I had no credit, no savings, no money at all, and I still had to dig out of a $1 million hole. And then third is that I can teach it. I can keep it simple and make it easy, and I like to perfect it and make it better. And those things, three things alone, make me so stinking unique that even when I get interviewed, people say, wow, you're just so unique. Let's just keep interviewing you. And I get called back for interviews on radio shows all the time because of it. I get people ask me to come back and speak all the time because of it. Because they say, hey, there's nobody else quite like you out there. This is awesome. I even know people that even talk about cash flow. Hey, Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, talks about cash flow. But he doesn't talk about what I talk about. He doesn't teach what I teach. And he's not me. And I love it. And I'm not him. And I love that. We have no competition. I can't compete with him, and I don't care to. He can't compete with me because I'm just freaking awesome at being me. And you are too. You are the same. And if you can step up to this level, and I'm telling you, this level does not stop. This is a constant progression for the rest of your life. But if you can get clear fast on this, I'm telling you, this could be sweet. And so you need to understand, what are your strengths? What are your talents? You got to understand, what are the unique experiences you have, just from life in general, not just education, although that can help too, but what are your experiences as well as your education? What are your passions? What drives you? What fires you up? What values do you have that are so important, so dear to you, that it actually keeps your passions fueled too? And then how do you best show up and serve and solve problems for people? How can you do that? These are the real questions you need to answer. Now, I'm going to invite you, of course, because I'm telling you, I've actually worked with hundreds of people on this, and I've actually buried it. I've actually put this into the vault, so to speak. You know, Disney has their own vault of movies that they release eventually, like decades later. Well, I have my own vault of stuff as well, because if you want to quickly figure out your unique gifts and abilities and strengths, your unique passions and talents, values, if you want to know like some things about you, like how you best operate, because I'm telling you, if you're going to take business strategy advice from people, from business coaches and stuff, that advice is usually blanket advice. What about you? What about what you need? Because you are a unique individual. You need something different than the next person. You need stuff different than me. How can you show up uniquely and find that you need to operate differently? You got to know all these things for your business to truly work. Strategies won't work unless you know who you are and how you best operate, so you can show up in your business and say, here's how I best work, here's how I work, here's who I am. And when you start to do that and apply that with how you serve people, now you have a business system that actually works for you, not for somebody who's just trying to give blanket advice. And you've got unique abilities and talents that no one else has to offer. Now you have this great, unique combination that makes it work. And so one website I'm going to have you check out is called yourdivinegenius.com. That's yourdivinegenius.com. Yourdivinegenius.com. I want you to check that out. This is actually an event that we're doing later in the month of January. This is the weekend of January 22nd. 2 days where I'm going to be taking you through these activities. This is a workshop. This is going through and digging in to really what those things are and how quickly to find those unique gifts. In fact, we spend a good chunk of our time just finding and identifying your key strengths, your unique combination that makes you you that nobody else has. That's huge because people pay you for your strengths, not your weaknesses. Dollars follow value. How do you best create value? So we identify that, your key passions and values. We even understand what your mission is and what you truly stand for. And then on that second day, we talk about how you can show up in your business to actually give people what they need and what they want. So awesome. I'm actually doing this with two other women, Annette Mies and Adise Boucher, the New Money Mama. Awesome people. We're bringing human design, which is an amazing, awesome tool. It's helped me even this year. All these things we're bringing together for you. So check it out. Go to yourdivinegenius.com. You gotta check this out. This could be the single most important thing you need in 2016. So my fellow Ripplers, I want you to make an impact. I want you to leave a legacy, something that's amazing, because there are lives that you need to bless right now. Go and make it happen. We'll see you all later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.